show, See You at the Show, which is coming up next. Stay with us after that for Surfability Freakout at 6 p.m., Alter Ego in the evening at 7 p.m., Roots, Rock, and Reggae at 8, and Get in Your Jammies at 10 p.m. He's telling me to get on with the show, so I'm going to cut it off right there with the intro music. Welcome to See You at the Show. This is your host. I've never called myself that. This is your host, Eric Schacht. And as always, we're going to be talking about what's going on in Champaign-Urbana Theater. Last week, we had three directors in from the summer series at the station. And this week, we have a family of actors in. The Curtis family will be joining me in a bit to talk about what it's like to be a theater family, what it's like to perform together, what it's like to be a young actor, an adult actor, and all sorts of other stuff. Let's talk first about what's going on in the community. Last week, there was one show, and I saw it. It's Jesus Christ Superstar at Champaign Central. I told you it was going to be good, and it was amazing. And it's hard for me to believe that LaDonna Wilson and Sarah Moore put together this show in just like 2 or 3 weeks. They did 4 shows. Isabel, you can talk. How many shows were done?
We did 4 shows during the spring season.
Well, that's insane. Yeah. And so I was right. You held up 2 fingers, which meant that you put
2 weeks in between Jesus Christ Superstar and Putnam.
Wow. Well, I remember back in 2015, Champaign Central put on Chicago, and it won all sorts of awards and went on the road and everything like that. And when I was sitting there watching Jesus Christ Superstar and watching Ian Wilkie as Jesus, just channeling God, channeling Jesus. I said, God, what was he challenging? And God just told me it was channeling Jesus. That was just fantastic. And I'd never seen Nico Chiligris. Is that pronounced correctly?
I believe so.
No, it's weird.
Okay. Well, anyway, they were just fantastic as Judas, and Josiah Zelke as Caiaphas.
Caiaphas.
Yeah. I did get it.
Mm-hmm. You did.
Nice. I had to get some training on how to pronounce that. So 2 shows ago, we did a Hadestown show, and I was kind of excited to be Hades and kind of see how low I could go with my voice. But I got, you know, Arrival in town after seeing Josiah Zelke. And, you know, part of me was excited and part of me was like, I got to keep working to hold that guy off as a deep voice guy in the area. But surprisingly, he's going to be in Beauty and the Beast, right? And he's going to be Lumiere?
Yeah, he's going to be Lumiere, yeah.
Can you do that?
Good question. I'll have to ask him. I mean, yes.
I'm bringing my guests in too soon. All right, so let's break my thing. That's Will Curtis who's talking, and we've already heard from his sister Isabel Curtis, and I've also got their parents Susan and Tony Curtis. Hey, everybody.
Hi.
Okay. So, and we're talking about Champaign Central shows, and Isabel and Will go to Central. And what year are you guys?
I'm going to be a senior in the fall.
And I'm going to be a sophomore in the fall.
You know, I was just lectured on not calling women guys. I'm saying that because when I say things out loud, I usually take better note of them, and I don't want to do that anymore. So Guy, Will, you are a senior, and this young woman, Isabel, you are going to be a sophomore. Is that right?
That is correct.
Okay. Well, I'm going to move on and continue to talk about the what shows are coming up next, and this will segue into our featured interviews. And feel free to join to say anything. The first show we're going to talk about coming up with the Summer Theater at the Station is The Taming of the Shrew. And the person in the corner doing the dance is Susan, because you are helping out with that show. You're not in it.
I am the costumer for Taming of the Shrew, yes. I'm very excited about this.
And so that's one of the things that you've, probably the biggest mark you've made on the theater community to date is costuming.
At this point, I have been costume designer for over 20 shows.
And our entire basement and most of other portions of our house are covered in pieces of costume.
Yeah, I tried to pick up the basement over spring break, and Mom had to spend, what was it, like 10 hours down there doing costumes. And actually even got like some college kids who were back for spring break to help her. So it was really fun.
And this is after cleaning up.
Okay. So you're all dressed fairly normally, so I take it she's not been costuming you personally.
Oh, thank God.
Now, you're throwing a little shade at your mom, but I do want to say that she does amazing work. I've seen, you know, both adult shows and lots of Champaign Parks District shows where she's had to costume, I don't know, 50 kids or something like that in 100 different costumes.
70. Oh, yeah.
It was 75.
I think the largest number of costumes I had to do for a single show was around 150 costumes.
Yeah.
It wasn't 150 performers.
So that's some talent. And that's just the sort of thing, or one of the reasons I really wanted to celebrate your family and theaters, because of how tireless your effort in particular was. I think I knew you, Isabel. You acted with Wade really early.
I did.
Which is my kid. And then, but the amount of hours that I've seen you put in is really, really inspiring. And that's what makes community theater work. It's like volunteers and people really deciding that they're going to sacrifice. And you probably sacrificed your own performance ability by all the performance opportunities.
Oh, I didn't perform for a long time. Right. I didn't for a long time. I was very excited. Actually, the first time that I performed here in town, after audition with an audition, was actually because of Tony, because we were trying to pull him in.
Tony, this might be a story.
This is a story.
Yeah, it's. I had one acting experience a long time ago, and you know it's a small part when you have a number in your role. Second Lieutenant. It was with the Shakespeare Ensemble. It was As You Like It. I love the play.
That's like In Love Actually with the second lobster.
So CUTC happened to be putting on my favorite play of all time, which was The Importance of Being Earnest.
Yeah.
And I felt that I needed to try out to do something.
And we'd been trying to get him to audition for some time at that point. And he was hemming and hawing. He wanted to, but he was nervous. And so finally I said, okay, honey, I'll tell you what, I'll audition. If you audition, I'll audition.
And that's where the magic started.
Where is this? Well, how old were the kids? Is this pre-kids or is this when the kids?
No, this is just a few years ago.
Yeah, this is 2 years ago.
So Tony was butler number one and butler number two.
Wow, this sounds like a Downton Abbey
episode. I got to be snarky,
though.
Yeah. Yeah,
and I was Lady Bracknell.
But you both were in our town
recently,
and that was.
And Isabel was in our town with us.
I was part of the choir.
I was the only one not in that show. Okay. Just putting that out there.
I was a little sad. We had a fantastic director, and
Matthew Green,
and he let me play a role that really stretched my acting ability. I got to play a small town doctor. Been married for 20 years, and with a 16, almost 17-year-old son and a younger daughter.
When he was talking to his kids on stage, it sounded like he was talking to us.
Well, that's a great way to break in. That when I had my first like break into local showbiz, it was as the aviator in Little Prince, and my son was, you know, pretty much the same age as the little prince was. And there were so many tie-ins that I remember the review in the News Gazette, which actually made me mad at the time. But it was like started like, Eric Schacht is no actor. I was like, this can't be my first review or my big role that Eric Schacht is no actor. And it's still, Chad Beckett, if you're listening, I still hold a grudge. but I think that the point was, kind of like what you said, is that it was a role that just hit enough to home that you actually got to.
Yeah.
It makes it a little bit easier. And so I think, Will, when you're playing Gaston, that must be something you can connect with in your real life.
No, I'm not. I would like to point out that I'm actually quite nice in real life. You can ask anyone except my family. You know, they'll all say I'm not, but I swear I am. It's But it's very fun, especially with Gaston, because I get to kind of step out of myself, and those are some of my favorite parts. So, yeah. This
was actually a great segue of mine going down the list, because we've totally busted up my whole I gave a big pregame speech of how the show was going to go. But we talked about Taming of the Shrew, which Susan's doing costumes for, and that's going to open June 6th and run all the way to June 22nd. 2 weeks from today, I will have the Mindy Smith, who is starring in the show, and the director, Laura Christine Alcantara, will be with me to talk about that show, which is going to be really unique.
Oh, it's gonna
be and
great.
I look forward to hearing more about how they're going to take on some of the challenges that that show presents in a lot of ways. But it's going to be unusual and probably pretty cool. But after that, Beauty and the Beast, Twin City, or CTC, and that opens June 13th. And I brought up Gaston because you are Gaston.
Yeah, I will be Gaston in, 3 weeks, I think? Yeah, it's coming up.
And Emmy Daniels is
Belle.
Belle. And
as you mentioned, Josiah Zilke earlier, he's going to be Lumiere. And
who's the Beast?
Ooh, his name is Jerry Strain. He actually lives in Danville, so.
And he's fabulous.
Oh yeah,
oh,
he's
wonderful.
He's a really great actor, really great friend.
Great. And so that it opens up on June 13th, and you get two weeks in that run.
Yep, two weekends.
That's long for CUTC. That's great.
Actually, they're Kathy Murphy Student Productions, which are for children under 18, generally starting at about middle school. Those typically run two weekends, but yeah, for in general CUTC shows, yeah.
Okay. Well, Gaston is a totally awesome role. It probably ranks. Do you know Michael Steen?
Oh yes.
Yes.
Okay. So I would talk to Michael because I saw Michael Steen be Gaston before I even was kind of plugged in at all to local theater. I went to the Virginia. I don't even remember if there was a particular draw other than just it was Beauty and the Beast, so go see it. And I just remember even though I'm kind of like introverted in public and stuff, I needed to find him in the street afterwards and just tell him that performance was just amazing. So he's got some Gaston tips that he'd probably be willing to share.
We'll get you.
All right.
I'm excited. Great. Michael's great.
And you can get your hair done while you're at it.
Oh, yes, please. No, I've been trying to get a haircut. I hope they put a wig on me.
Well, there's enough. Whenever I need wig tips, he's my go-to guy there, too. So triple shout-out to Steen. Running down the list, so that Beauty and the Beast is the second summer show, and all these are on seeyouattheshow.com, and you can find them on my Facebook page. We have a special tab just for the summer lineup. The cast for Emma, a pop musical, was just released. That's going to be done by Twin City Theater Company, directed by Chandler Dalton. I looked on the cast list. I don't know a whole lot of names. Do you know Sammy Schmidt?
No, but
she's Emma.
One person,
Sammy,
who is at Central, who's doing it, is Jenna Roth.
Both of the Roth girls are.
Yeah,
I saw Kate's in it too.
She played Pilot.
Right.
In Jesus Christ Superstar.
Yeah, she did a great job as Pilot. I was happy to see her in a big role. It's actually on my list of compliments, but I cut that section short.
You keep a list of compliments?
No, just, you know, if I was going to say Ian, Josiah, is it Anya Schrag?
Anya Schrag.
Yeah, she killed Mary Magdalene, and then Nico, I already said. So, and then I also said, got to shout out Isabel Curtis, because she's sitting across the studio from me right now as Thomas. Nice job, as Thomas.
Thank you.
All right, so the last show we're going to talk about now, because there's actually an audition alert attached to it, is The Trestle at Pope Lick Creek. It's hard to say, so I'm going to call it Trestle. And that opens up July 5th and runs for 3 weeks at the station. You might have heard the director talking about it last week. Her name is Stasia Bacher.
Saskia Baker.
Yeah. No, it's Bacher.
Bacher?
There are two K's, and I ask her explicitly. I missed her first name.
Wow.
So it's Saskia Bacher, B-A-K-K-E-R.
That blew my mind.
So she joined me last week. This is I started reading some of the some of the script segments that she has for auditions, because I was curious about it, because the description is that it pieces together the emptiness that resides in adults after losing their jobs and in children who cannot hope for a future. So I was even going to make the four of you read it because it would like be perfect, except then Will and Isabel, you'd have to be in love with each other. And I thought that would, you know, although you're willing, you know, I know that you probably accept whatever roles come your way, but there are limits.
There are limits.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yes, there are.
We can flip it.
So I don't have my audition alert music, which I would normally have from Chorus Line. I can do that. Anybody know how to sing that part?
Yes. I can do that.
Ding, ding, ding. So this Sunday, May 26th, 6:30 to 9:30, apparently you need to, you may not be kept the whole time, but you should, if you desire a role, get there and be there for as much as you can. There are readings you can find on the station Facebook page. And I believe probably you can also find your way there through the station website. There are some, there's one, Dalton Chance, which is kind of the male young lead, has been precast, but there's a 17-year-old girl at Pace. Then there's a 41-year-old mom, and also a dad slightly older than that. And then there's an older middle-aged man, early 50s. So, Tony. There's two male roles.
He doesn't want to admit which age.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying
impolite to ask a man about his age.
I said, so I was basically saying which one.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Two middle-aged male roles. So that's tempting. I have to check my own schedule.
I'm going to say I'm young at heart.
No.
So anyway, I encourage there. It's the only open audition that's going on in town right now. So if you're interested in that, please, you can always message me for more information, but it's pretty easy to find. But it's this Sunday at the station at 6:30. All right, so let's turn my attention to my guests. We've got all four of you are cast in The Wizard of Oz, which is coming up. I think it opens maybe at the beginning of August. Is that right?
August 1st through August 4th.
And that's going to be directed by Jeff Dare.
That is Jeff Dare, and our assistant director is Chris Krebs.
I thought they were co-directors.
Or co-directing?
Yeah, I think they're co-directing.
Okay, sorry, Chris.
Okay, yeah, Jeff was in here. I think he might have even been on my very first show. I should remember. Yeah, I think he was
one of the first.
He was on my first show, and we talked a little bit about that. I think that was right when auditions were about to happen. I think I saw you right before auditions, too, and you're smiling really big because I think that this Wicked Witch role is something that you were maybe born to play, and certainly
it's true. It's true.
She's going from Lady Bracknell to the Wicked Witch.
I'm really very nice, but
who
doesn't?
That's mean.
Yeah, it's pretty mean. Yeah. And but now you could always spin it and say, like, for the real story, see Wicked. And you'll see this totally misrepresents this poor woman.
Of course.
The pleasure of this is the opportunity that for some generation of kids in this town, I will have been the Wicked Witch. And it really is more like an alter ego. The Wicked Witch terrified me as a child. So I'm just working through childhood issues.
But of course, you with as much costuming of child shows that you've done.
Yeah.
You may already have that rep among many children in this community. So have you children heard your mother do the voice and the cackle and
let's just talk about the 2 weeks up until auditions where she was singing the witch song constantly in front of us.
She sang it so much I remembered part of the lyrics, like I could do that entire song because
there's a witch song.
It's in a different version.
Okay, because that was one thing that Jeff broke the news to me on, or not bad news or whatever, but that it's, so it basically is doing a show of the movie.
Yeah.
So the only musical numbers are ones that we already know from that.
Pretty much, yes. But I thought it would be fun for the audition. I found that there was another, there's an Andrew Lloyd Webber version right. of the show, and The Wicked Witch has a song, and it happens to be in my range, and there was just no way I was going to miss that chance. It's like, too bad you weren't doing that version.
That you know, maybe fun. On closing night when nobody can say, nobody can reprimand you any further. I've seen some crazy things. Isabel, I've seen you broaden your roles on closing nights before. I've seen you trying to draw the camera to yourself a little bit more than usual.
Wait, that was just closing night?
I did Legally Blonde Junior with Wade, right?
Yeah.
And funny thing about the video, the DVD, was during this one, the biggest number, the camera, we were all supposed to start walking and moving around, and the camera started following me instead of going to the main room.
Which was me, by the way, so she took away from me. So, I love you, but, I don't, so. That's
really good. Well, you know, I think, although you need to follow, obviously, what your director says, I think there's something to be said for acting as though you're the star, no matter what your role actually is. And that's something that Isabel Curtis is known in the community, to treat every role as though it is on the marquee, and that's fantastic. And I will say that and one of the things I guess I wanted to explore with Tony and Susan is you have very talented actor children, and they have a lot of charisma. They have great stage presence. They're fearless, and so is there something as parents that you can say that you did as either a philosophy or as a practice or something to foster this, because it's unique.
Well, they did. What do you want to start?
Does yell at them a lot count?
Oh no, that's a joke. I swear that's a joke.
No, honestly. Because I had done theater, when I would see them sing or dance or whatever they did, I just, clap, encourage all of this. And then I would say that as they both started to perform, we had a lot of conversations about what you were doing on stage. When she said, William,
I almost chickened out. I said I wanted to do it. And we'd just gotten back from a trip. And literally 5 minutes before, I turned to my mom and I said, I don't want to do this. And then I did it. And
Do you remember what song you used for auditions?
I don't remember
the
who
theme
was,
but, from.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't. That's not what I used. I used this song called Wave Your Flag. And it's something that they use at Mock United Nations conferences elementary and middle schoolers. And it's this wonderful song about unity between. Just unity. It's really great. If you haven't heard it, I'd recommend taking a listen. It's one of my favorites.
It's great. So was this a Champaign Park District show?
Yes, this was with Patty Dudley.
It was Peter Pan Jr.
And so you both came up with the Champaign Park Absolutely. District as your primary acting ground. And so that would be one thing that you did as parents is you trusted them to our parks department, which is just fabulous.
Patty is just marvelous, and that's why I started working and doing costumes, because I just loved what Patty was doing and what she was trying to do. And I do remember also, we should tell you that my 82-year-old father has come down and seen pretty much every show that the kids have ever been in, and he's often here in those last couple of weeks during rehearsals. He was, especially when they were little, and the kids would practice in front of my dad. My dad would take video of them, and then we would show them the video, and we'd say, you could do this. Yeah, so.
Well, you're also, from what I know of you and what I've seen on Facebook and stuff, you're a big theater enthusiast family.
Oh, absolutely.
And you've traveled to New York multiple times, or just one time recently?
Several times. But you want to tell them about our most recent one?
One of the reasons we get to go back to New York is because I'm from that area and we get to see the grandparents. But the last trip we took was pretty good. We saw
six shows in four days.
Yeah.
just using the TKTS line.
Yeah. We were staying in a hotel half a block away from the TKTS line in Times Square.
Wow.
And
we saw two plays and four musicals, and I picked out all the plays, and they enjoyed them all. They were both comedies.
Yep.
Yes. Do you remember what they were?
Of course I do. It was the play that went wrong, and Puffs, which, also known as,
which
like,
is a new Harry Potter.
Yeah,
it's one Harry Potter.
Yeah, it's
is that picture that I posted of you guys? Is that like under
from,
the marquee?
That is from
of
our trip. Yep, that is from our trip. And then we saw Hello Dolly.
Oh, that was wonderful. That
I was loved amazing. It so much.
And
I didn't.
The Book of Mormon.
Yeah, I didn't.
Who was sitting? Tony, where were you sitting, like relative to your daughter for the Book of Mormon? Because
I was right next to her.
Okay. Quick me story. So I saw the Book of Mormon in Chicago. I got a ticket just randomly, very last minute. I was at a conference. It was winding up early. I went on Craigslist, got a ticket for $40, just one single ticket. Went over there. It turns out there was a family of four, and the daughter couldn't make it. So I got the daughter's ticket. They were this very sweet Mormon family, and I got seated next to Mom. And so they didn't come back for the second act. So I enjoyed the second act a lot more because it's a wonderful show.
Oh,
but
it was.
You got to be prepared.
We were pretty prepared.
Yeah,
I was not. I did not realize
well,
that
you
was
what we saw. And we saw the Carole King, beautiful.
Oh. Yeah.
And the final one that we got to see Carousel with Renee Fleming.
Ooh.
I mean,
last minute,
Renee?
We got those tickets. My mom, she went all the way to the TK stand. Everyone else was like so tired, and we're like,
we
it's
were
okay.
Not gonna do any more.
I said, can we stay in the hotel room? And she said, no, we're going to Carousel.
All right. Yeah. Well, I knew that we could have filled up like a whole hour. I should have asked Surfability Freakout people if we could borrow a half hour of their time because we were going to have such a fun show. But let's go down the list. The show. I want to hear from all four of you, starting with Tony. The show that you most want to be in and the show that you most want to see that you haven't seen. Boom.
We may have to start with the kids.
Yeah, I think.
All right, we're starting down here. This is like a food order.
Isabel, you first.
Oh, come on. So the show that I most want to be in right now, so there's two. The first one is She Loves Me. I really enjoy that show. My mom showed it to me. I was like, I'm not going to enjoy this, but I did. And the second one is Guys and Dolls, which I've already
done.
You're
not at all getting the sense of urgency that we have here to sign off the air, do you?
Yeah. Come on.
All right.
Okay. And the other one was...
I know what I'm going
to
throw
with. All right, Will.
I'd very much like to be in Rent. That's always something I wanted to do. It's a very risky show.
Collins-y? Or what are you thinking? What can you do?
I don't know. I'd probably figure it out. I'd like all of the guy roles.
Yeah. For sure. I would just say audition. I've seen a cast with Collins as a white guy. I've seen a lot of really cool creative casting with that, and you're very versatile. So, I mean, that's just, I would do any part in that show, too. Yeah. Anything.
I know my show. The show I would most want to be in, MAME.
Yeah?
Interesting. Yeah.
Tony?
I'm going to go different. I'm going to say a murder mystery.
Oh, boo.
Something like Sleuth. Or witness for the prosecution.
just
because I have to be different.
Also, he
does.
Just loves murder mystery books.
All right. Well, this is See You at the Show with Eric Schacht. I've been joined by the Curtis family.
Thank you so much.
It's a lot
much.
Of fun. I'm really glad to celebrate something that is such a pillar, a group that is such a pillar of the local theater community. I really enjoy and respect all of you. And I'm very grateful to have you on my show.
We enjoyed being here.
I'm going to play out today with a tribute to my friend, my best friend, Scott Fossler. He lost his mom, Norma Fossler, this week. Norma was very much a pillar of the community. She worked at Parkland College for 20 years in counseling. She's a very special woman to me. I'm leaving straight from here to go to her visitation, so my prayers and thoughts and love are with you, Norma. Here's Elton John saying pretty much the same thing.
You will only have the grace to hold yourself while those around you crawl. They crawl out of the woodwork and they whisper into your brain. They said you are the treadmill and they made you change your name. And it seems to me you lived your life like a candle in the wind. never knowing who to play to when the rain set in. And I would have